Welcome to the Cup and Saucy Book Club. I'm Jen.
And I'm Zanna.
What's in your cup today, Zanna?
I'm drinking an iced tropical punch tisane from Snarky Teas. What's in your cup?
Okay, first of all, I have to say we need to get sponsorship from Snarky Teas. I feel like
You know what? I feel like we probably could.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're contacting the master of the show.
I see them everywhere on my socials.
Yeah.
Which is how I got into it. Like, oh, okay. Well, that looks kind of good.
Some people have comfort food. I have comfort tea. And so today I'm drinking one of my go-to comfort teas, which is Paris Tea by Harney and Sons. And it's a just black tea with vanilla and perfect, exactly what I need today. And our guest today is a lawyer by day, but late at night or early on weekend mornings, she's creating twists and turns for her next romantic suspense novel. Her latest release, Royally Deceived, is narrated by John Hartley and Stephanie Nemeth Parker, and we're going to be talking about that. And her next release is set for very soon after this releases this summer. Being able to write is a dream come true for her. She's had happily ever after endings running through her head forever. And we're going to talk about all of that. She's a huge fan of audiobooks and ebooks, with at least one of each always in progress and a long TBR list. I think we're going to get along just fine. She's a passionate cook, loves wine and chocolate, preferably together, and believes that many of our best memories come from sharing food and conversation with the special people in our lives, whether that's friends, family, or new acquaintances. J.D. Carruthers, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, we are excited to have you. I have to say that your books combine two of the things that we love on this podcast, which is love and murder mystery.
Yeah.
With food.
With food, right?
And
yes,
food.
Food, murder, and love.
Yeah, food, murder, and love. It just doesn't get better.
It does not, no.
So what brings all of that together for you? Is it a love of all of those things? And
it really is exactly that. I love to cook. I read a lot, listen a lot to audiobooks, and tend to split my listening time between murder mysteries and romance. And loved romantic suspense. So when I finally decided to sit down and write some of the twisted stories running through my head that had those things all combined, I was effectively writing what I wanted to read.
So in combining all of those things that you love and writing them, you are essentially doing what they tell every new author to do, is write what you love, right? And write
exactly
what you want to read. So
exactly.
Congratulations on doing that well.
Well, thank you. It's you know, I've been so welcomed into the romance book community, and I can't believe what a warm hug it felt like every time I meet somebody or hear back from someone that's read my book and some of my books and liked them. It's just really felt like a big welcome to the community, and I can't say how much that's meant to me.
It's wonderful.
So your series that is out, with Royally Deceived being the latest, the series is called Love and Murder. Is that correct?
Well, the series was originally called Romance and Murder Are on the Menu, but I'm doing a revamping of the first book in the series, and we'll relaunch with a lot of new material and taking some advice from what my listeners and readers were wanting to hear. So I'm going to be relaunching that not too long after this podcast comes out, probably about the same time. And with that, I'm renaming the series Love Over Murder.
Love over murder.
I think that's probably a better description.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely got our attention. I mean, if there's anything, if there is any title that is going to get mine and Zanna's attention together, it would be something like Love Over Murder.
Yep.
So definitely. I have to then ask. When we review books on this show, Zanna will often look at the characters, particularly the male main characters, through what we call murder colored glasses.
I'm equal opportunity, though.
Oh, you are. You have
it's just somehow
called
the
stalker on FMCs too.
I have.
So before I can recommend any of your books to Zanna? How do you think that they will fare through her murder colored glasses?
I think she's going to like it. I've had enough readers and listeners, I'm a huge audiobook fan too, tell me that they thought they knew who did it, but they were wrong. Mm-hmm. That hopefully it's going to stand up to Zanna's love of murder mysteries, because I like twists and turns.
I enjoy a good twist and turn.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I can't wait to hear the feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your first book is with, speaking to audiobooks, your first book is narrated by Samantha Brentmore and Shane East. And Samantha Brentmore is a definite friend of this show. And then Royally Deceived is narrated by John Hartley and Stephanie Nemeth Parker. Now, I have not yet read it or listened to it, but both of those voices are favorites of mine. And so, what was the were there any particular challenges or anything that either of them had to go through in doing that?
You know, Stephanie had a tough job, and boy, did she hit it out of the park. She had to voice not only Ariana, the main character, mm-hmm. who is an American accent, but she had to voice a number of European accents, mm-hmm. from English to French to variations in between.
Oh, wow.
To cover some of the various characters, because Royally Deceived involves a prince who has to get married in order to take the throne and turns to matchmaking. And mm-hmm. so the potential matches came from everywhere from the United States to Europe. And so Stephanie had the job of making fun, interesting female characters from all of those,
uh-huh.
as well as voicing, in her POV chapters, she had to voice the British accent of the prince.
Oh,
and
wow, yeah.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. But not to say that leave John out of it, because John nailed his chapters as well and brought this just sultry, deep voice to the main character, which I've said Xander is the main character, but his voice of it is more like a Zonder that just sounds amazing.
Right.
So
yeah, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
And
so it was very much perfect for the character. So East House Productions does my audiobook productions, and they do a fantastic job of casting characters and matching the voices to the personality of the characters. And
yeah.
So I thought this was a perfect match for that.
Yeah. And then the so we do not have the title for the third book, but could we get maybe a little hint on who the narrators are going to be for the third book?
Well, I guess I could share that. The book will be coming out in the summer, not too long after. I think we're going to have this podcast come out. So we're going to have the male character voiced by the amazing Robert Hatchett.
Oh,
yeah.
And
we love
the
Robert.
Great fun. Yeah,
yes.
We like Rob.
I think
he's
going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then the female character is kind of a fun person with a little bit of spunk and a lot of life to her. And Kit Swan will voice her. And
perfect.
She's just going to be absolutely the right person.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay. This is exciting because we adore both of them. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
I was very excited when they were up for doing it. So I can't wait to hear it. But I still even have to wait a couple months for that from when we're recording. So
yeah. Well, and in the meantime, while all of these are going on, if listeners take a look at JD's website, you will see some other food related. No murders happening, but food related and great stuff. Tell us about the Pino and Pie blog.
Well, Pino and Pie was something. It's a separate website that you can get to from my author page that started out a number of years ago when I wanted to share some of my passion for cooking and mm-hmm. fun things I was doing. And so since I've started writing, I don't post as often there, but I do post. And sometimes, you know, when I mentioned food in a book, you might find a recipe to go along with it on Pino and Pie.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a nice combination.
I like the idea because, I mean, food and books and all that goes really well together, I think.
I think there's some of my comfort things, you know, food, wine, chocolate, a good book. Yeah. It's a place I can escape, which I need so often.
Yeah.
It feels very relaxing to me.
I mean, as a day job as a lawyer, I would imagine that you will take those comforts where you can get them, right?
I will. And writing actually is often my escape from my day job. And, you know, I started writing pretty close to the beginning of when COVID struck.
Okay, yeah.
And that was when I felt very, the need for an outlet.
Yeah.
I think we've heard that a lot, I think, that was sort of the either the kick in the pants or the thing that sort of sparked the, I need to do something other than just my grind because I'm kind of stuck in this place and I need to do something with my brain other than just sit here. And so a lot of narrators got into the business at that point. A lot of
writers,
actors, and a lot of writers got into at that time. And that's as awful as the COVID experience has been. It has been a kind of a blessing to creativity, I think.
Well, and I think it finally made me realize that I could take some time and do it.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't frantically running or traveling or I wasn't even traveling for work anymore. And so I got a little bit of time back.
Yeah.
And so I finally decided that some of the stories in my head needed to go onto paper.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think that, and I think that's, for a lot of people, that probably was kind of there's more to the world than just work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's art.
Absolutely. It was a big help to me mentally as well.
Mm-hmm. And then you're creating something.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was it's been so much fun. And like I said, the people I've met have been great. You know, when I ended up connected with Shane East and East House Productions, mm-hmm. they were amazing and such a pleasure to work with. So supportive, and
that's great to hear.
That's been just a phenomenal experience for me. And then the people I met through that, and it just seemed like every place I turned, I was interacting with people that were welcoming me and telling me to how they would help me move forward and be supportive. And I thought I don't know that I expected that to happen so fast or so quickly. And then I've started going to a few of the book conventions and book shows and meeting more people. And it's just, it's a very special community.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Are you scheduled for any book events this year?
I do plan to go to Steamy Lit Con.
I will see you there.
August. And I plan to go to Las Vegas in October.
Okay.
Wonderful. And we'll have links to those in our show notes. With these kind of book events where there's, you know, signings and other stuff going on, it can be very chaotic and hectic. But with that, it was just, you know, there was a nice balance of panel discussions and signings. And I felt like everybody was just happy to be there. And you know, the inclusivity that they really strive for, particularly at Steamy Lit Con, was really felt. And you know, they were taking care of things as they happened, and so it was really a great event. So I'm looking forward to it. And we went to Las Vegas last year, but this year we're not able to because of schedule. So, but I'm sure you're going to have a great time. And so we will make sure that that listeners go, and if you are headed to Las Vegas, that they go and see you.
Yeah. So if you find me in Vegas, I love talking to everyone. I can't wait to meet a whole lot of new people that I haven't met, and see some of the people that, you know, I only get to see if we happen to cross paths at right. one of these conferences.
They're great because you have your people there. I mean, they're people who have the same things in common as you. So
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
There are only friends there. Yeah.
Yeah. You were saying that you, when you write, that you're writing, you know, at night or during the weekends. And so do you have, I would imagine, do you have a specific way that you do that? Do you have to be like very scheduled with yourself, or do you have, or do you just like, as it comes, how is your, what's your style? Are you a pantser or a planner?
I am a hybrid.
A planter.
Absolutely.
A planter.
I'm a hybrid because the funny thing is when I wrote my first book, I didn't know if I'd have enough ideas for more books. Now there's about, I think I have a diagram of like 10 books that know the basic plots for and who the characters are. So what I tend to do is if I have ideas for another book, I'll throw them into a Word file or whatever and save them for later. Mm-hmm. I do tend to do a rough outline first, but I don't know everything that's going to happen. I don't even know how it's going to end.
Do you know who done it?
Do you know? I didn't in my first book. Okay. I was partway through before I decided exactly who had done
gotcha.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, so I had options.
Right.
In my second book, I did plan who had done it from the first because I had various twists I wanted to put in.
Sure.
And for, you know, for the book that's coming out now, I also had a better idea. So I think as I go along, I have a better idea of who it is that's the bad person. But a lot of the twists and turns, I feel like I get to know the characters better as I'm writing. And a lot of the twists and turns just make more sense once I'm writing about
them.
Sure. So I have a general overview of what the layout of the plot is, but I give myself permission to change it and to add to it and embellish it as I go. And I don't always write linearly. So like if I get to a part that I'm not quite sure what to do with, rather than feeling stuck, I'll move to another part that I do know what happens. So, but I, you know, everybody has to find their way. Yeah. And, you know, that's what's been working for me. And so that by doing it that way, it means if I, you know, if I find an hour, I can go do something productive, you know, rather than having to wait till I have a whole afternoon.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you take the time when you can take it.
That makes sense.
I take the time when I can take it. Life, you know, life can be rather complicated. And when you're working and you have, you know, other people in your life that are working or that you need to help take care of, I found I can't plan this part of my life that well. So,
no, that's fair.
So I take the time when I can find it.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Yeah.
And I set goals for myself and, and try to work to that, but I need the flexibility to fit it in, I guess I would say.
Yeah. And okay, so I have an image in my head, and you can either completely disabuse me of this notion or not, but I have an image. You said you diagram things out. So I am imagining a murder board with your characters all sort of planned out and lots of red string and, you know, so am I completely off base there, or is there some truth to it?
Maybe I wish I had that. it's usually a bunch of notes on a piece of paper and bullet points in a electronic document.
You need to get a murder board.
Yeah.
maybe I need to get a murder board. I guess I would say a lot of things are visually in my head.
Yeah. Okay, Zanna, we're bringing her red string.
Right.
There. Bring me some red string and
we'll bring you some red string.
Got it.
Maybe I should create one afterward to show how it all fits together. Recently, I participated in this week of creativity that Erin Mallon put on. And Nana Malone, she was great the night she did hers, because I loved it when she said, you know, people kept telling me to quit putting dead bodies in my books, effectively. And she said, I realized they just were part of my books. And I thought that was just great, because it felt reassuring to me that if that's the story that I'm that is in my head, it's okay to write it.
Yeah, maybe there's not a body in every romance book, but some romance books need some bodies, you know?
And I'm not sure there will be murders in all of my books, and I'm not writing particularly graphic deaths, you know.
No,
it's just more of a plot twist.
Yeah.
Cozy murders.
But I just thought that was great when she said it's okay if that's the story that you need to write.
Yeah. And but yours are very, very international. And what appeals to you about that?
I'd say it's two things. One, I like the fantasy of taking someone somewhere luxurious or spectacular, or, you know, you get to live somewhere other than your, you know, being at home doing your daily things. So I get to take you to a little bit more of a fantasy world. And I personally love to travel. So it was another one of my passions. So back to the write what you like or what you enjoy.
Right.
So I can't say that the books have all that much to do with me personally, other than some passions.
Other than the love, the things that you love.
I mean, honestly, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Passionate about it is. Yeah. That's
and everything. I love puzzles. You know, I love puzzles and things. And so I clearly don't love murder, but I like the puzzle of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So I think
I'm the same. I don't like people to die. I just, you know, I enjoy the puzzle of figuring out who done
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I've now downloaded the first of the books of yours, and I probably will get through both of them. I just hadn't had a chance to do that yet. So.
Well, I would wait on the first one, and they are standalone, so you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there are some characters that will reappear. They're intended that you can do them in any order.
Connected standalone. Yeah.
So I would listen to book two, because I'm totally revamping book one.
Right.
And it will re-release with new audio and new.
Well, I'm definitely going to get that.
I'd originally done book one with three points of view. Cassie, the main female character, and then the main male character is Evan, but his best friend Sean played a big role in and shared airtime, I'll say, with Evan.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, the listeners and all that and readers liked it a lot, but they wanted to have a more balanced point of view with Evan since he was really the main character. So it's being revamped. There's going to be new material. And Samantha Brentmore did Cassie fantastically. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get all of her again.
Yeah,
she's wonderful.
And Shane East did Evan. And you're going to get a whole lot more of Shane East in the revamp. Okay. And
so I'd hold off on that one and
start with Royally Deceived,
which
I thought was a ton of fun.
When Samantha Brentmore was on the show last year, we talked about this. We talked about the book as it was originally done.
Oh, right.
And so we that's one of the reasons we found you. So thank you, Samantha.
Samantha's great.
Yeah, she is fantastic.
So all of these books are in for our listeners. All of these books are in dual POV. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that means that you get Samantha's guy voice, which I have a fantastic.
Yeah.
I just love. I love. That woman has one of the best guy voices in the business, I think. So,
for sure. Yeah, There's all sorts of great ones. Phenomenal.
But yeah, hers is wonderful. She's a favorite. So. Yeah.
We love
well, and I was, I'm so excited that they, so the re-release of the ebook and paperback for book one, which was originally called Thrill Ride, but by the, you know, but you'll know that the new version is, it's changing enough. It's getting a new name. It will be relaunched as Rival Secrets.
Okay.
And the ebook and paperbacks will be available around the end of June. And then the audiobook, because of the time required to do the recordings, will come out a little bit later, probably around September.
Okay, wonderful. So we have a question. Because your characters are involved with solving puzzles and the, you know, the mystery elements that that they have to deal with, I think it makes them a little more resilient in doing that. So, and you can answer this with any of the characters of any of the three books. Who survives the zombie apocalypse of your characters?
Who survives it? That's very interesting. I'm going to say that it's Cassie with Samantha's portrayal, because Cassie's very smart. She changed careers. She survived a lot of really tough stuff in her life, and she's
and she can cook
fun
so.
But level headed.
And she can cook, so she'll
and she can
she
cook.
Won't starve.
So I'm going to say it would be Cassie, but I think the others would handle themselves pretty well too.
Yeah. Yeah. And considering that some of them are royals, that's actually impressive. And one of the things that I do like is that you write smart royals that I don't really think exist in reality, but
I
would like them to. You mentioned your that you love traveling. Do you have a favorite destination or one that you haven't been to yet, maybe, that you want to?
Oh, that, you know, I if I had to pick a favorite destination, it would probably be Italy.
Love
it. And of course we've got to take the food into account. Great food,
sure.
Great wine, you know, so. So Italy, but this summer I get to go to London.
Nice.
Wonderful.
And so I'm really excited to spend some more time in London and do a little more research on some of the characters I have coming out in what will be a spinoff series.
Okay.
That will be coming out in, you know, in the next months.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
I'm really excited to get to spend more time than I have in the past. I've spent some time there, but this time I get to go for a little bit longer. So I'm very excited.
Excellent. That Wonderful. Sounds great.
Yeah, because one of the things that you had mentioned about, you know, travel is the thing that I enjoy about the book that I've listened to and the way that you do the locations is like, that trip that I have never taken but wanted to take. You know, it's like that's it's easy to put yourself in the place of the character from your descriptions. So So, you know, I can see myself like my dream destination is to go to the casino at Monte Carlo and play Baccarat. And and so I can see myself there because of the way that you describe the places that they go. So I just had to say thank you for that, JD, because it's just really been, it's like, oh, yay, I get to armchair travel at the same time.
Well, and that's why I'd love to write these, I love reading a small town romance, you know, just as much as anyone. But when I sit down to write, I'm trying to take myself somewhere else too.
Yeah.
And so I love writing about exotic places or, when you'll see when the Rival Secrets comes out on the relaunch. It's set in Las Vegas at an entirely made up hotel and casino on the Las Vegas Strip. That is, if I had the money to do it, which I certainly don't, it's the place I would build.
Yeah.
You know? Billions of dollars happening to me lying around.
Billions of dollars.
Right.
When I write, I get to do that. I get to create it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You don't need billions of dollars to create something wonderful.
And it's so much fun. So I like to take people on fantasies.
Yeah. That's excellent. Well, it's so much fun for you to write, and it's so much fun for us to read and listen to, and we are really looking forward to hearing the rest of the series and reading it as well. And I just want to say thank you so much, JD, for being on the show today. It's an hour that's flown by.
Well, I've enjoyed it so much, and when you invited me, I felt very honored because this is my first book podcast, so
yay,
thank you.
Yay!
And I was very excited to be part of it, so I appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. Oh, well, it's wonderful to hear that you've had a great experience with us, because we have with you as well. And all of the information about JD Carruthers and links to her socials will be on the show notes page on our website, cupandsaucybooks.com.
You can also follow us on social media at Cup and Saucy Books. We are on Instagram and TikTok. If you like what you hear, review and subscribe to the show on your favorite pod platform.
Thank you for joining us for the Cup and Saucy Book Club. Join us next time for more great conversations about the world of books
and likely tangents.
Happy reading.
Cheers.